think general managers are going to be more in a hot seat than head coaches.
People have posed as me on Facebook before.
I don't know if one way or the other is better, but I know that we won a championship by letting men be men.
It is Friday. Of course, that means it is time for Purple Passion. Big game this week with the Ravens going to the Texans, two of the best in the AFC. We'll break that down coming up, and let's introduce you to our round table of personalities and opinions. Matt Stover, Brad Jackson, and Carter Ismail. And we're going to dive right into it because the big news this week, guys, injuries here with the Ravens. Number 52 out for the rest of the season. Now, the twist to this is the Ravens using the brand new IR rules. They put Ray Lewis on the IR. He's done for the season. But with this new rule, he could come back. Do you guys like this new rule? It's new this year.
There's a new rule, Brett.
Why?
I know Brett has.
You went, how's the rule work? I can come back?
Well, I did
no,
get
no,
my
you
GED.
No, you can't come back.
But having, as someone who just got my GED, I didn't even know that was a new rule, so forgive me. But I guess it's weird that I get, you can only do one player. Is that the new rule?
One player.
So you can do one player. So right. You're on IR, injury reserve, but you can come back in 6 to 8 weeks and play. So technically, if it was an injury that wasn't that significant, you could technically be back by the playoffs.
But this all started because of the whole 18-game look at that the owners wanted to have. And the players were saying, well, wait a minute. We're going to have to look at as far as the injuries and enlarging the roster. So they tweaked IR. And I think this is kind of like that test run to say, okay, well, look, we'll go ahead. We'll put the guy on IR. We'll designate him. You can come back after 6 weeks. You could be activated after
That's
eight.
Crazy.
It is crazy, but at the same time, I think it works and it does make sense.
Hasn't there been injuries, though, that you get put on IR, end your season, but you could have come back because it's an injury that might be 6 weeks, eight weeks, and then you have a chance to play, but no, because of the rule, you were done.
Yeah, in fact, I was on IR in 1990. That was back in the old stash rule where if you were on IR, you could come on after 4 weeks.
Right.
So they were building up the roster like that. That's why they limited it to one player. But what ended up happening for me was I was on it all year because they had another kicker. But I would have loved the opportunity if once the rule was changed in 1993 to, you know, IR and done, I would have loved the opportunity to come off. I remember several players that had the opportunity but couldn't.
Now, my biggest question is, as we all know, when you go on IR before the season starts, you only get half your money. So for those 6 to 8 weeks, do you only get half your money? And then if they bring you back off, do you get your full paycheck?
I'm curious about the designation.
Certain players had that, Brad, but not all players. There were certain players who were lower-tier guys who only got half their money. But Ray Lewis, injured in training camp, he would still get his full pay because he had leverage
invested
on the team.
Yeah, he had to be invested for it to be done. But that's all I would know.
It's all guaranteed.
And at this point, honestly, guys, the Ravens had not used this IR designation up until now. So they had it, and it was almost like, we're not going to use it on anybody else, so let's just use it. I think that was sort of the – because, like, this is an injury that could be 6 months coming back, and that puts him way past.
Well, we know Webb is done for the season because of an ACL tear. I mean, there would be no way to get him back in a six-month period of time, which is now. But knowing that Ray has an opportunity, and, Brad, you said it earlier about pushing around 300-pound guys on a torn tricep.
Yeah.
Will he be ready? Well, if there's anybody that could be ready, fellas, it's Ray Lewis. We all know that.
And just so you know, 6 weeks, he can come back to practice, 8 weeks activated to play. So we'll see.
Can you only use that? My other question, can you only use that one time a year on one guy? Like, say
one
he's able to
year,
come back.
Guy.
Okay, well, you know, because it would be unfortunate that they used it and then, God forbid, someone else had an injury that would only be, as you said, be like a 2 to 4 week injury, and then you don't have the opportunity to get him back in January.
Keep him on an active roster.
But you're also looking at the pup list, too, physically unable to perform. That's something in the beginning of the year where you're looking at your roster saying, okay, here's certain guys that are on the pup list, and once that 6 week comes around, AK Suggs, a few years back it was Ed Reed, and you looked at Ed Reed as far as his production once he got off the pup list, led the league in interceptions.
Hey, by the way, too, back in 19, you say 90? Editor Matt just was, I think,
four years old.
Was it 4 or 5? 5 years old? 4 years old. Eddie had not even gotten into kindergarten yet. And he's made it through this far, so IR worked. Let's move on. Rex Ryan this week, and we know Rex can be boisterous. He's predicted and said that his team will win Super Bowls. He loves going against Bill Belichick. This week, Jets against Patriots, he's taking a different approach. He's saying now, Bill Belichick is a better coach. Rex stood in front of the mics and said, look, man, he's this guy, he's got me beat. If it was coaches, we'd lose every time. Do you like that?
Can I start this one off and simply just say, look, Rex needs to find his identity and stick with it. I think this whole being loud out there, drawing attention away from your team, you're actually putting more attention on your team. Yes, you're in New York. Yes, you got to be larger than life. Yes, I respect him as a coach and all that. But at the same time, when you look at his locker room, they don't know who they are. When you look at Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick certainly knows who he is. He got swept last year against him. 2010, yeah, okay, cool. You beat him in the playoffs. But what have you done for me lately? You don't even have a quarterback that can stand up and be that franchise guy. I think this is another ploy to be like, okay, well, this system didn't work. Let's see. Now I'll try to do this one. He doesn't know what he wants to do, and that's too bad.
Yeah, everybody in that division's 3-3. Everybody's still in it. Is this Rex's sort of last opportunity to bring these guys together and start winning?
No, because I think the way the division's going right now, New England being inconsistent, the Jets being inconsistent, Buffalo is Buffalo. They're going to be at the bottom of it anyway. Miami's been, you know, as probably the best and most improved considering they got Tannehill, the rookie quarterback. So you look at what they've been able to do. No one expected them to be a 3-3 at this point. But it's just typical Big Daddy. You talked about it taking attention away from his team. He's always going to do that. I played for him in college, obviously here in the NFL as well. That's what he does. Now, their identity needs to be that they need to buckle up their chin strap offensively and defensively and play the game of football. They're not playing good defense right now. They haven't figured out if they want to run the football. The problem is the general manager up there, they have given their quarterback, Mark Sanchez, who they gave an extension to, no weapons. He has no one to throw the football to.
Absolutely.
And the running back, Sean Green, is average at best.
Absolutely.
And then Joe McKnight, they can't decide if he's going to be a corner or a running back. So at the end of the day, it comes down to them trying to find an identity, as you said, Q, and that is them just trying to figure it out. And we've all played throughout the course of the season. We never know. Our Super Bowl year, we didn't know what type of offense we were going to be, and then we found out that we're going to play defense, play good special teams, and run the football.
You talk about, real quick, about having to run the football. Matt, I'll throw the question to you. Rex said this week maybe Tim Tebow runs the football as a running back.
Why not?
Because at this point, they need
whatever
anybody they can get. Would you do that?
There's two things I want to say. One about Tebow, the fact that he has the opportunity to be in the backfield, be effective, because he can do multiple facets.
He can catch
the ball, throw it. He can run it. What do you do as a defense with that? Secondly, that I know that Rex Ryan has a heart of his players. There's no coach that's more loved and liked in that locker room. So they're going to follow him wherever he goes. That means that
they're off the edge of the cliff.
Yeah, they do. They will. And they're 3-3. Could they be 3-13 at the end of the season? Possibly. But I do know that he will still be loved by his players.
His point to Belichick is accurate. Belichick's been involved. What, 5 Super Bowls? No one in the National Football League, I don't care who you can say, that he is a good coach and he's won 3 of them. So, you know, it is what it is as far as, you know, his record.
But I will say, following a coach that is, so far as Q said, from this side to that side, that's tough for a locker room emotionally to go, my coach is way over here, now he's way over there. So they do follow him, but at some point, you've got to figure it out.
He could eventually find himself out of a job, but because of when
last
right
now.
All right, just a reminder, guys, if you want to get a Twitter question onto the show, hashtag it Purple Passion, and we will pick out the best ones, and you'll see them here on Purple Passion. And also follow MD Lottery for more information on Ravens Cash Fantasy. Coming up here on Purple Passion, we're going to talk special teams. Look at that big smile by Matt Stover.
The Maryland Lottery's presentation of Purple Passion is brought to you by the Ravens Cash Fantasy Scratch-Offs, only from the Maryland Lottery.